ADM 101, Royal Navy Medical Officers Journals, catalogued by the National Archives and the Wellcome Trust. The Art of ADM 101, presented by Nancy Bell. For more information and the original files, please visit nationalarchives.gov.uk/surgeons at sea. Nancy, what do the files contain in the way of illustration? What do they depict?
Well, these are a really fascinating group of illustrations. They cover largely natural history subjects, so you see animals and topographical drawings, but there's also images of apparatus that was designed to help with medical cures, like splints and supports for broken legs. And there's also quite a few illustrations that help expand the germ theory of disease, microscopic illustrations.
Why do the journals have pictures?
Well, what I understand is that there was a prize offered to the surgeons to produce the best journal, and part of this would include illustrative material. So in the period in which these files cover, it's also a really critical time in the development and understanding of natural history and germ theory of disease. So representing these concepts and their discoveries visually seems is a natural next step in making a richer journal.
Were any of the surgeons renowned for their artistic output, or were they simply doctors who dabbled in painting? What materials would they have had available?
I think what's really important to remember is that they wouldn't have dabbled in painting, that at the time, surgeons and most people, at the professionals in that period, would have been trained in drafting, drawing more generally. They would have been comfortable using pens and paper and inks and watercolors in a way that we just have completely forgotten. So it would be a natural way for them to communicate in the same way we would use emails or computers. And as I said, they would use watercolors because they're easy to transport, they dry quickly, and they could help to lend themselves to rendering a very precise image and quickly, which is what these illustrations try to do.
What for you is exciting or interesting about these illustrations?
Well, what really excites me about these illustrations is that it's the period in which they're working, which is such a rich time in the development of natural history. And they try to capture this innovation and discovery. And I think that what this collection can do is it can help to understand better the relationship of the natural history illustrator to science of the period. And that's what I find so exciting in looking at the snakes and animals and just the range of natural history artifacts that are represented in the collection.
This podcast was recorded on the 21st of September 2010 at the National Archives, Kew. This podcast is copyright the National Archives. All rights reserved.